Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a NITPA-style jungle call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it and arranging it into a real section that feels alive. This is a classic D&B move. Instead of writing one loop and letting it repeat forever, we build a conversation between the drums and the bass. One part asks a question, the other part answers. That back and forth is what gives jungle and darker drum and bass so much momentum. Set your project tempo to 172 or 174 BPM. If you want it a little more rolling and less frantic, 172 is a nice place to start. Keep the project simple. One drum track, one bass track, and one audio track for resampling. We're trying to make a strong idea, not a giant session. Start with a drum call. Load a drum rack and put in a kick, snare, closed hat, and open hat. If you have a break sample, great. Drag it in and slice it up. If not, you can absolutely build the feel with individual hits. Program a basic jungle rhythm with a snare on 2 and 4, a kick on beat 1, and a few extra kicks or hats to create that broken, shuffled motion. Now here's the important part. Leave some space. A jungle riff works because not everything is happening at once. Let the drums speak first, then give the bass room to answer. Add a little swing if it helps. Even a subtle groove setting can make the beat feel more human and more hypnotic. Try a light swing around the middle of the range, not so much that it sounds sloppy, just enough to loosen the grid. Once the beat is in place, shape it a little. Put EQ8 on the drum track and clean up any mud, especially in the low mids. If the break is too soft or flat, add drum bus for a bit more weight and punch. A small amount of drive can go a long way here. If the peaks are still too polite, a touch of saturator can help bring the hits forward. The goal is not to make the drums huge for no reason. The goal is to make them clear, tight, and confident. Next, make the response. On a second MIDI track, load a simple synth like Operator or Waveatable. Keep it dark and basic. A sine-based sub with a little extra harmonic texture is perfect for a beginner-friendly jungle bass. Don't overcomplicate the sound design. We're going for a short, rhythmic answer that leaves space for the drums. Write just 1 to 3 notes per bar at first. That's enough. Use the root note for stability, then maybe add a minor third or a fifth if you want a darker color. Think about where the bass speaks. A good response often lands after the drums have already said something, not right on top of them. That small delay can make the whole phrase hit harder. Now add motion. Put auto filter after the bass synth and use it to open the sound a little at the end of each phrase. You can keep the filter fairly closed in the first 2 bars, then open it slightly in bars 3 and 4. That contrast creates the feeling of response without needing a completely new sound. If the bass needs more bite, add a little saturator or overdrive. Keep it mono-friendly and centered. In D&B, the sub should feel locked in, not spread all over the place. At this point, stop thinking in loops and start thinking in phrases. Ask yourself, what is the second half doing differently from the first? That's the whole game. Maybe the first 2 bars are drum-led, and the second 2 bars are bass-led. Maybe the drums are busier at first, then the bass answers with a darker, more open phrase. The key is contrast. Now we're going to resample. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, hit play, and record your 4-bar call and response section. This is where things start to feel more like a record. Resampling bakes in the movement, the filter automation, the groove, and the interaction between parts. It also makes arranging way faster, because now you're dealing with audio instead of constantly tweaking MIDI forever. After you record it, listen back and find the best moment. Then chop the resampled clip into smaller pieces, maybe 1-bar or 2-bar chunks. You can now move those chunks around in arrangement view and shape the energy. Maybe the first version keeps the full drum call, and the next version lets the bass response take over. Maybe you reverse a tiny tail, or repeat a short hit to create a quick stutter before the next section. This is where the section stops feeling copy-pasted and starts feeling like a real phrase. D&B arrangement is often about tiny decisions. A little dropout here, a fill there, a reversed hit, a slightly brighter filter opening. You don't need to keep stacking more and more sounds. You just need to keep the energy moving. For the transition, keep it subtle. On the last beat of every 4 or 8 bars, add 1 small detail, a snare fill, a reverse hit, a short crash, or a filtered noise swell. If the call was dense, make the response more open. If the response was heavy, make the next call a little more minimal. That push and pull is what keeps the listener locked in. Now do a quick mix pass. Make sure the bass is centered and mono compatible. Check that the kick and sub are not fighting. If the low end feels crowded, clean out a bit of mud around 200 to 350 Hz on the bass and maybe trim some unnecessary low rumble from the drums. In drum and bass, clarity matters more than brute force. A clean groove will hit harder than a messy loud one every time. A great beginner habit here is to duplicate the section and change just one thing in the second copy. Maybe the snare fill changes, maybe the filter opens a little more, maybe one bass note shifts. That's enough to create progression. You do not need a brand new idea every 8 bars. You need a variation, not chaos. If you want a fast way to practice this, try 3 versions of the same riff. Make one version drum-led with a more active break and a simpler bass response. Make one version bass-led with stripped-down drums and a slightly longer bass reply. Then make one resampled version where you print the audio and rearrange the chunks. That exercise will teach you a lot about how call and response changes the feel of a DNB section. Here's the big takeaway. A strong jungle or nightbass DNB riff is not just about having cool sounds. It's about how those sounds answer each other. The drums say something, the bass replies, then you resample the moment and arrange it so the energy keeps moving forward. That's how you build a section that feels moody, rolling, and full of tension without being overcrowded. So keep it simple, keep it dark, and keep it moving. One solid call, one solid response, then print it, chop it, and arrange it like a conversation. Nice work.